Hello and welcome. I'm Jeff. This is my microcast. I think
this
it's going to be.
This cast sucks.
I think my microcast is going to be seriously awesome. It's going to be really. I mean, we're going to have a lot of serious discussion here of the issues. We're going to get right down to business, and there's going to be no bullcrap on here. We're going to
no BC.
We're going to take it. I'm joined by Ryan.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
And
I also don't believe in BC.
That's right.
I also don't believe in saying it in its.
That gives it too much power. You're right. And I think that, you know, really, I've listened to the other microcasts that are out there, and I think that Ryan's is fucking terrible. And basically, we don't want to be like that.
I mean, that podcast, that microcast is just all about the streets. It's about a street level perspective on the world. I mean, it's recorded on the street.
Well, this one's recorded on the road, on the highways and byways of this great nation. And.
He loves America.
Yeah, we love America here at Jeff's Microcast. It's way more awesome. We're going to, you know, have just amazing guests, prizes. I'm going to be,
giveaways, raffles, bingo.
We're going to be taking your calls. It's going to be totally badass.
We could take calls. That would actually be really awesome.
If we used your phone to take phone calls
while
recording on my phone.
Yes. That would be a great bad idea for another microcast.
We'd have to start. We'd have to get a third phone and set up a separate account on that one, and that would be the phone call microcast. Because this one is all about the issues and the topics that are rocking our world. You know, the important stuff, not just like this little bullcrap that you see going around the internet. There, I said it again, man.
Man. You in that mouth. The FCC is going to come after you.
I'm serious about business. I'm a businessman. I'm in business.
Now, Jeff, let's get down to business then.
All right.
Domino's bread bowls. What's your opinion on them?
So the bread bowl is full of pasta. They do a pasta bread bowl.
Already that seems like overkill.
It's
like you put soup in a bread bowl. You don't put more, you know, differently cooked bread in a bread bowl.
It was definitely some carbo loading.
Yes.
Going on.
Getting ready for your 5K.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but you know, it was right there on the homepage of their website, and I said, well, I should try this because it sounds awful. And they let you actually build your own.
Uh-huh.
They have some preset packages, like if you want to get like a chicken Alfredo with penne or whatever, you can set that up. But I decided to go for the gusto and build my own pasta bowl.
It's America. It's democracy.
That's
you
right,
choose, dude.
Exactly. That's a great. That's a great point. Thank you for making it. This great nation allows us the choice to live the way we want to live. It's
you
not like
put a penny inside a bowl made out of bread. Hey,
they will do it, and they will bring it to your home.
That's on you.
So I built mine. I put a three cheese sauce on it.
Three cheeses, very American.
Three of them, and then you're.
Why have just one? Spice of life.
Hey, three cheeses, man. Why not? Four cheeses? That'd be overkill. Come on, let's not get opulent.
This isn't Canada, dog.
Exactly. And then they give you the full pizza topping menu to put stuff on it. And, you know, I think they're assuming you're going to choose, like, chicken or something like that. I chose pepperoni and sausage like I was ordering a pizza.
So it just came with pasta covered in pepperoni and sausage.
yeah, kind of. And then the three cheese.
Was it, like, baked on? Like, did it seem like they had, like, thrown it in the broiler for a little bit?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Hardness to the top?
I think that, you know, because they sell sandwiches now, and I think whatever they use to do their sandwich thing, they probably just use for this, where they prepare.
Baked.
They prepare a pizza crust, but they, you know, they fluff up the, it has harder edges. It's not a full-on bread bowl that, like there's no cap to go on top of this bread bowl. You know,
so it's a topless bread bowl.
It is a topless bread bowl, and
very hot.
It was warm when I got it. Yeah,
a little morally compromising, but still, I can appreciate that.
And it was, you know, it wasn't bad, but it was, I don't know, the three cheese did not get down into the pasta area, so it was like I was just kind of eating plain pasta, and then there was just a layer of cheese and pepperoni and sausage on top of it. So you know that was a negative,
like a casserole,
like kind of like a casserole, yeah. But I don't know, it was, you know. It wasn't bad. Like maybe
would you have one again?
I would consider trying a different configuration.
Yeah.
And seeing if they will allow two sauces so that I might get the hearty marinara as well as the three cheese. Because then at that point, I'm just eating a pizza with pasta on it.
Yes, pasta in the middle. They just start throwing pasta on the pizzas?
They should do that. I don't think that they do that, but that would be a good idea.
How are we doing on time? How's it going here?
We're almost at 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it's still going, so I don't know.
No, we'll just keep going until the wheels come off on this.
I think we should probably stop.
All right.
Because this is, you know...